Tonight's shir is Simen Reish Lamed Vov, Sif Gimel, Sif Dalet, and Simen Reish Lamed Zayin. Reish Lamed Vov, Sif Gimel, Motzat Tzibur, Shekara Kriya Shema, Verzim Lamed Betfilo. Comes into shul, the Tzibur is saying Kriya Shema, or finish Kriya Shema, they're going to dash from an Esrei shortly. Yispal Imohem, he should dash from an Esrei with the Tzibur. Va'achach Yikr Kriya Shema in Birchosein, and then after Marv Shmon Esrei, he'll say the Kriya Shema with the Brachos. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Aleph. Verotzim Lamod Betfila. Vim Heim Oyskim Yidayim Birchas Kriya Shema. If he walks into shul and they're still in Birchas Kriya Shema, Fumashayim, and he estimates Shaad Sheyagiu Hatziv L'Shmona Esrei, that by the time they reach Shmona Esrei, Yuchalom Kriya Shema Birchosel, he would be able to say Shema with the brachas at Shomer Amo Yisrael Ad through Hashkivenu. Yasekain, he should do that. V'Yadaleg, and then he'll skip Baruch Hashem La'olam V'chulu. Because the psukim of Baruch Hashem Le'olam are minik. There are gedolim who say never to say it. And therefore it's preferable to skip it in order to be able to daven tefillah b'tzibur and have the birchas kriya shema of the geula by tefillah. Ken kasu kam achronim, many achronim write this. Now, in this case, when he skipped Baruch Hashem Le'olam, he said Birch Kriya Shema, Thu Hashkivenu, and then Shmona Esrei. The Taz and the Rabbi say, good, when you've done Shmona Esrei, make up the Baruch Hashem Le'olam. V'chein ha'atikah chay odim, chayil quotes them, v'chein mashma katsas magen avam sifkan beis, and so is implied the magen avam. Achein, however, the Ma'aser Rav Kosev, the Achra Tefillah, lo yom ha'psukim, the Baruch Hashem, lo'olam v'chulu. Ma'aser Rav says, no, after Shmona Esrei, you don't go back for those psukim. U'mashma d'taymei, and it seems his reason is, lo niskan el l'olam b'mekomo, it was instituted in its place, v'lo achra shekvah hispal arvis, not one you've already davened arv. V'alkei nir d'toiv shel yachlam b'ruchas yoneinu. So if you go back and say it again, don't conclude with the bracha by yoneinu. Ela yomer ad, just go until ki ein lo nemelech ela ata. The af al gav the bracha b'lo chasim of alma ina chasuv a bracha klal. Even though the rule is a bracha without an ending is not a bracha at all. Mikol malkum kaven the afilu kunch from esri rak min haga ba'alma. But since even before shemon esri it's only a minig, havu the loisef alo, we're not going to add more than that. The notes in the back bring the discussion why it is in many kehilas the minig is not to say bracha shem lo'olam on Matzei Shabbos. They say it during the week, but not Matzei Shabbos. And some say there's no reason, no mokum for the minig, there's no source for that. But the Ma'aser in many places, that is the practice, not to say, even though they'll say it during the week, but not on Matzei Shabbos. Od Kasvu, they write further, b'mekoyim shemakdim l'espal arvis b'mbeod yom, in those places where they daven marv during the daytime, after plag, u'bolo b'sekneses b'shoa shemaschilim baruchu, he walks into shul, the beginning baruch hu, for though hispal mincha, he didn't daven mincha yet. Hispal mincha ba'od shehem karen kriya shema b'chaseh. He should daven mincha while they're saying shema and the brachas. Va'achar kach hispal arvis im hatzibur. And then he will daven marav shmona esrei with the tzibur. Va'achar chir kriya shema b'chaseh b'la. And then he'll say kriya shema the brachas at night. Meaning to say he's going to have enough time to daven mincha shmona esrei while the tzibur is saying birchus kriyashma kriyashma. And then when he's done, he'll daven marav shmona esrei with the tzibur, and then afterwards he'll say kriyashma with the brachas. Achein, however, im yidol tefilas arvis minyan b'layla, if there's another minyan at night to daven marav, yad tefilas mincha l'spal b'shosh atzib m'spal arvis, then he should daven his mincha shmona esrei while the tzibur, he walked in on the tzibur, he didn't daven mincha, they're davening marav, he should daven his mincha shmona esrei, while they daven their marv shmona esrei. Ubetfilas arv is yispal acha kedina and siyabalala. And then he'll go to the other minion to daven marv with the late minion. So if there's a choice of another minion for marv later on, everything is no other choice for mincha. He missed the only mincha in town, but there's another marv later. So he should daven his mincha shmona esrei while they daven their marv shmona esrei. And that's considered tefillah betzibur because it's the same shmona esrei. And then he'll daven marv at the later minion. The notes point out that even though he answered Baruch Hu, he could still daven mincha. He walked in, he answered Baruch Hu, and then he's going to start davening mincha then. It's not a contradiction, he's not going to do that. Erev Shabbos is a problem, but on a weekday it's not. Sivkan Yudbeis Yispalel Imohem. So if he comes into Shul from Arav, and he realizes he's not going to have time to say Birch Kriyashma Kriyashma, so he should daven Shmoneh Esrei with the Tzibur, and then after say Birch Kriyashma Kriyashma. The Tfilas Tzibur Difim Mismach Geula Tfilah, because davening with the Tzibur Shmoneh Esrei overrides putting Geula by Tfilah. The Arvis, when it comes to Marv. V'afilu Tzibur Mispalim B'Yom, even the Tzibur davens during the daytime hours after Plag. He should still daven with them. Then he'll say Kriyashma the brachos later on when the night time when this man comes. Look back at Sinu Reishlam Gimel. When he's actually allowed to daven Marav Shmoneh Esrei B'Yom. So the Sharetzin has two important notes here. First of all, Ches, he makes a point that this idea of Tefillah with Tzibur is other from the Nisagul Tefillah is only by Marav. But by Shachris, Mitzvah Smir's Gula Tefillah is Adif on Tefillah B'Tzibur. There's no skipping the Birchas Kriyashma and Kriyashma Darshan and Esri B'Tzibur and going back afterwards. You can't do that in the morning. As far as the second on Sifkot Yud, when he says, look back in Reish Lama Gimel, when you could Darshan and Esri B'Marav B'Yom, because this person is usually Darshan Mincha after Plag. So he's not supposed to daven Marav after Plag. He's supposed to wait for late. So it's got to be a case when he's out of town, there's no other minion, and that's why he has no choice. He's stuck in this situation. So daven Shmoneh Esrei with the Tzibur, and I'll say the Birchas Kriyashma and Kriyashma later. Now this is only because he calculates there won't be another Marav minion later on. Because if not, if there's another Marav minion, then you should do the Smichas Gula Tefillah. The whole allowance here that you're going to say Birchas Kriyashma Kriyashma after Shmoneh Esrei is because there's no choice, no other minion, so Tefillah B'Tzibur overrides. But if there's going to be another Marav minion later on, it's not so convenient for you, so too bad, you missed this minion, so wait for the later minion, and then you'll say the Birchas Kriyashma Kriyashma before Shmoneh Esrei the way you're supposed to. Se'iv Dalet Acher Shomer Amo Yisrael. After the bracha of Hashkivenu, Omer Amen, Acha Birchas Atzma. He says Amen to his own bracha. V'le'ana Amen Acha Birchas Hamelach before the Obi. He doesn't answer Amen after Bracha Hashem Le'olam. Ramal says Ayin Le'el Sun Reishtes Vav. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yud Gimel. Acha Birchas Atzma. The Mechaber holds he could say Amen to his own bracha Hashkivenu. Shu Siyum Birchas Kriyashma. It's the conclusion of Birchas Kriyashma. V'oz L'Mechaber L'Tamei. The Mechaber follows his sheet of Masha Pasim Sinu Reish Tezosef Alfa and Sham. He passed in this way in Sinu Reish Tezvav that a person could say his own Amen at the end of specific areas of Tefillah. Sifkan Yudad V'lo Ya'an Evechel, but not by Baruch Hashem Le'olam, ki he ain't a shaykh the Birchas Kriyashma. Those psukim have nothing to do with Birchas Kriyashma. V'hav yekech kol bracha miyuched. This is like any individual bracha. Shein ona amen acha birchas atzmo. That you don't answer amen to your own bracha. On a standalone bracha, you're not going to answer amen to your own bracha, even according to the Mechaber. It's only when it concludes a section like Yishtabach, or the end of Hallel, or Hashkivenu. Sivkan dezvav, hamelech bechvodo. Ba'amro tamid yimloch aleinu. When he says the words tamid yimloch aleinu, he should not be thinking that this is a request. He's davening Hashem should be melech on us. To bring the geula close. There is no tefillah when you conclude the bracha. Rather, it's a praise. That Hashem will be melech forever. Second design. Look back at Sinu Reish Tezvav. The Ramah points out with something to say. Shasham Kasev Ramah. The Ramah writes over there. Shebedinoseinu Eino Hagen Lanos Acha Birchas Atzmo. That in our land we don't answer Amen to our own brachas. Afilu Acha Birchas Shomer Amo Yisrael Laad. Even at the end of a section like the Bracha Hashkivenu, we do not answer Amen. The only exception is Uvenei Yerushalayim and Birchas Amos. Sinu Reish Lamed Zayin, say the Tfilas Arvis, the order Tfilas Arvis, Sif Aleph, Ein Sheikh Tzibur Chozer HaTfilah B'Tfilas Arvis, the Sheikh Tzibur does not repeat Shmoneh Esrei by Marav, the Ramah adds, Vein Lerfel HaPanem Lacha Arvis, and we don't say Tachanon after Marav. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph, Ein Sheikh Tzibur Chulu. Shein Tfilas Arvis Choyva, Marav is not an obligation, Rak Mitzvah Tzim Mitzvah, L'Nas Chai Ba'odim, it's not like we're obligated, Sheit Starach Sheikh Tzibur, L'ot Tziyu, the Chavasa, that we need to set up a Sheikh Tzibur to repeat it, to be Motzi, someone who can't daven himself, we need it by Shachris, we need it by Mincha, we don't need it by Marv. Even today, the kavu achove that's already been established as an obligation. But it's not so strong that we're going to take this minig and turn it into a chiyuv to make the tzibur sit and listen to another chazor sashatz. We're not going to do that. There's no tachanun. Similarly, right? There's no tachanun. Even on the daven ma'ariv during the daytime hours, a noiflin, there's no tachanun the kvar shavi lad, because he made it night by davening ma'ariv. Even if he's davening a makeup davening for mincha, gavkin ein lipo, he's not going to say tachanun for the mincha. If he missed mincha, he davens ma'ariv twice, and it's still daytime. The second shmones, which is a tashlum, he's not going to do tachanun. Kosev shulte gibor meish brachas of shulte gibor writes in the beginning of Maseches Brachas. Nohag b'ktsas mekomus lomar shir hamalus hinei baruch uchulu. Some place have a minig to say Tehillim kufla medalad shir hamalus koydem mar before marv. Mishum daminim, because we say ragil likros korei, that someone, the Gemara says, someone who knows how to do mikra should do mikra before he comes from the field, before he davens marv, he should learn a little bit. Tzarech likros shema mituch divrei Torah. We learn from that he should recite psukim of Torah before Shema. V'harda mina mizmer zayos mechem. So why do they pick this mizmer to Tehillim Kuf Lamed Aleph more than anything else? Mishum dechsev bei, because in it it says ha'oyim dim beveis Hashem b'leilus, who stand in the house of Hashem at night. Inami or mishum dechsev su yidechem kolish v'orachos Hashem elia rabba ayin shem od. So it's, he never says this is minig losuch svart. You know, he doesn't say it like that, but we all know that is the minig losuch svart.